$250, the largest single donation. As you know, Bobby, who we have back with us, Bobby Stroud and Joan, average approximately $1,000 a week, which is vital, absolutely lively, essential, using a Portuguese word, essential to all life here, that every bit of this funding come in, as with indeed the case with Tommy Johnson and Patty Cardmill and indeed Ravina Beam and others that go up, such as Chuck Bikeman. Highly essential to our life and our existence. We were given donations from some surprising sources, such as the Registrar of Deeds. He gave a sizable donation, and I don't recall all, but others can tell you in their gratitudes, though most of our gratitude should specialize on protections from these dreadful accidents that were only indeed miracles, to say the least. Summation of the world news was, our local news was, that the PNC is losing membership, but nonetheless the Soviet Union feels the PNC is moving left, in spite of the fact that one high assistant to a cabinet, deputy cabinet official, said that nearly one half of the PNC was actually more Marxist and inclined to be PPP, the People's Progressive Party, which is the opposition ruling party. We received good reception from the Working People's Alliance, which is under Dr. Walter Rodney, who is now traveling in Europe, teaching about Black Africa's liberation struggle and the struggle of the Third World in general. A group of Red Brigades that have kidnapped Prime Minister Aldo Moro. Stand by. And holding him for mere release of political prisoners has been threatened by a group of common criminal thugs and fascists who have threatened to kill members of the Red Brigade's family and Red Brigade members in jail unless Prime Minister Aldo Moro is released. It is suspected that the National Police of Italy, who are pro-fascist, in spite of the Congress being pro-left, and even President Prime Minister Andriotti of Italy, the boot that comes down from the Mediterranean, if you were looking at the map of Africa, looks straight above it. If you can imagine a boot, that would be Italy, the seat of the Roman Catholic Church that holds enough wealth, the Vatican near Rome, to hold solution to all poverty in the world and stop hunger. Anyway, Italy's Congress has moved leftward, and the Prime Minister has had to ask communists for coalition government. Nonetheless, the National Police of Italy, like the gendarmes of France, have always been noted fascist. It is suspected that the National Police have put up this common group of criminals, common thugs, fascists, and mafia, into killing socialist and communist in jail, members of the Red Brigade. The Red Brigade said that we are not fearful of this. We have suffered all of our life for the principles of Marxism. Nonetheless, the thugs and criminals said, if the Red Brigade do not meet our deadline, we will tell our companions in jail to do away with a member of the brigades. The executions will be carried out despite police escorts and the solitary cell, in the solitary cells of the Red Brigade guerrillas, thus proving, even according to Reuters, British news service, that there would have to be police complicity if the Red Brigade could be murdered inside the prisons. The committee inside jail, but is believed to be led by former prison inmates and mafia controlled elements on the outside, said it wanted to show its support for democratic Italy. That's very nice of the drug pushers and the thugs and the common murderers to be concerned about democratic Italy. Aldo Moro has been held for some weeks, and the ruling class, as always, never cares about its own. He's the Prime Minister of Italy, head of the Conservative Party, but no one cares. They had to get so serious as to send an ear to show that they mean business, that they want the political refugees, the hostages held in jail without trial, some of them upwards of 2 years now. They want them released, and they furthermore want a frame-up trial against socialist in Turin, Italy, to be dropped. But there is no sign that the Red Brigade will soften in its policy or release Prime Minister tomorrow, that it's captured only for the reasons political purpose. Nazi League. Man parcel bombed. And no, an anti-Nazi League man parcel bombed. A parcel bomb exploded yesterday in the face of the member of the British Anti-Nazi League who was organizing here against the extreme Adolf Hitler worshipping right-wing political candidate. You better be still under the pavilion. We're taking down names of all those that are late and all those that are not listening to the news. Police said it was extraordinary that Roger was not killed when the package he was opening burst into flames. The Anti-Nazi League was formed about 18 months ago to counter the rise of extreme fascist organizations throughout Great Britain, especially the racist National Front Party, along now with the ruling Conservative Party in the Parliament, and Prime Minister-to-be Margaret Thatcher of England, who have called for the redeployment, the repatriation of all blacks and browns, all minorities, are to be expelled from England, is their demand. And they're going to get it done. Bangladesh has offered to take many minorities into its train them or offer them jobs. Bangladesh is in the Indian subcontinent. And have a map of Asia and India for you to see. He's doing such a good job. You should look at the maps above you. You should know Zimbabwe. You should know Namibia. You see those maps. Namibia, tribal chieftains were assassinated by the USA, CIA, and Union of South Africa. But the chiefs, though, of the tribes, not well organized, not well educated, formed a coalition and struck back, killing the well-educated Uncle Tom president that the Union of South Africa had planned to be their puppet prime minister, and for that only reason they granted independence to Namibia, which was to take place at the end of this year. Now he has been murdered by the liberation forces, and Namibia is well organized. And the United Nations, supposedly, and even the United States, is going to have to be made to back up U.S. the United Fascist Elements, the United Front Party fascist that rules the Union of South Africa under the dictatorship of Boyster, who was openly a supporter of Adolf Hitler and went to jail in World War II for being a Nazi. Anyway, Namibia is a source of great change. In Rhodesia, the white man calls Rhodesia, Ian Smith's dreaded regime, Zimbabwe, has been the source. The Rhodesian troops have been torturing school children to try to get back at the families of the Patriotic Front that represents 3 out of 4 citizens of all of Zimbabwe, or what the white man calls Rhodesia. Cuba has pledged and is bringing in portable schools and portable hospitals and military aid. The Soviets are doing this, also the Soviet Union, by way of Mozambique and Zambia and through Tanzania, in spite of United States protest, but it has at least caused the President of the United States to have to take a moderate stand and say that black majority rule is ethically right, in spite of the double talk with people like I mentioned yesterday, Andrew Young. And you should ask your neighbor what Andrew Young had to say and how completely inconsistent he was. Anyway, the Anti-Nazi League is a strong growing movement. Fascism is a strong growing movement in England. In the United States, it is also... It has phone service in every town with little telephone messages of hate, and several Nazi chapters in all big cities, and at least one Nazi chapter, Ku Klux Klan chapter, and White Citizens Council and White People's Party There are about 16, I think, different white racist organizations that have sprung up in the last year in the United States and are having a field day. Well, I can't go too much further with the news. I'm sorry that you didn't get to get all the fill-in of some of the problem areas and the challenges and those who have given us strong support. Cabinet, leading officials in the cabinet were praising our performance as highly professional. Also did the Soviet Union's embassy, who was present, and Yugoslavian embassy present also at our cultural event, and the North Korean embassy and the Cuban embassy. All plan to attend and visit, rather, our project soon. So inspection teams must be prepared every day, and we must beautify and dress up. All the people must send in criticisms and suggestions for changing things to make it the most beautiful spot possible, as they're becoming more and more impressed. They want about a 10-page bibliography of myself and background to send to Moscow and to the Prime Minister and for press consumption throughout the USSR, the vanguard of Marxist-Leninist people's liberation throughout the world. Carter calls on rich, poor states to cooperate and stop blaming each other for world economic disruption. He is accused of being hypocritical in this call, and that is interesting. Congressman Miller did that just 2 days ago. Now Congressman Miller has been, as I told you, charged with soliciting two young boys for homosexual purposes. And even when you're a capitalist, fascist like the Prime Minister of Italy, moral doesn't pay because they won't even lift a finger. The rich ruling class won't even lift a finger to grant a few political prisoners release or to drop a trial of seven people to save his ass. Capitalists don't even look after themselves. And certainly if you have any conscience at all, you get it certainly too. The Thai minister is in Peiping. Thai Prime Minister Thingasak Chamanand arrived in Peiping yesterday for an 8-day official visit, first in 2 years by a leader from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. However, the Thai and Vietnamese government is going closer and closer. Vietnam is absolutely close to the Soviet Union, and Thailand is also becoming increasingly friendly to the Soviet Union. And as you know, 180 CIA officials have been left out in the cold who worked for the United States for 25 years. Now their families and themselves are in danger because the people are aroused and some of them participated in murder. But the CIA doesn't take care of its own. And yes, USA citizens stranded in Thailand and Vietnam, not even enough concern on the part of the CIA to take care of their own murderers and thugs to relieve them. It is expected that many of them may even be killed by the striking back at the oppressor. Poll shows Carter is doing very poorly. Nearly 2 out of 3 Americans surveyed in the poll issued yesterday feel President Carter is doing a poor job, diametrically opposed to the view just 1 year ago. Based upon what I he has been the first president not to place U.S. troops or commit some act of aggression by U.S. armed forces in some part of the world. For whatever reason, probably because he cannot get his voluntary army to fight. The hot spot is Africa, and the majority of the People's Army in the United States, the People's Army, I don't mean that in a literal sense, but the U.S. Army, which is paid and voluntary, has to be black, because white people don't like the mess of seeing their sons die in the war. They're racist, they're bigots, they're fascist, they're apathetic. One breakthrough is that they did not like to see their sons die in Vietnam. So now it has become a black army. Well, many Uncle Toms exist indeed. Nonetheless, Carter and many of the ruling class forces of the USA have openly stated, according to Newsweek magazine, that they're afraid that the black voluntary army will not fight. So there is strong suggestions in the right-wing Congress, which is predominant in the United States, to try to find higher wage scales, get blacks out, and get more white people in so that we can safely depend, the fascist ruling class in USA can safely depend on the army doing its murderous, busy bidding wherever, even if it's Africa, that they need. Swedish soldiers fired and killed by Israelis yesterday when their car got too close to the Israeli line. In spite of the fact no action was taken by the United Nations peacekeeping forces, yet at the slightest movement of Palestinian Liberation Front members, the United Nations forces seem all too willing to shoot upon those that are trying to protect their territory in South Lebanon. Zionism still has a tremendous hold on the U.S. corporations because Zionist corporate leaders are in much power, particularly in the media. There's a growing increase, as you know, of Arab influence because of its money. Saudi Arabia being one of the oil-rich nations and the richest in the world, and Iran both not feeling too friendly towards Israel, is causing an increasing growth of anti-Zionist feeling in the United States. Jews are foolish to not stay with the communist movement, the liberation working class movement.
Under fire, of course, at home from conservatives for making this statement. It'll be interesting to hear. We have had no further news. What will come from the FBI inquiry that is supposedly alleging that he is guilty of a crime of covering up for a congressman by firing a Republican federal district attorney in Philadelphia? In a quick statement that Senator McGovern may regret, he said on the floor of the Senate, "I doubt if an honest capitalist exists," as he looked at the intrigue going on in U.S. trade and how we were still supporting the most racist and fascist regimes militarily and economically across the world. Now that fascist Chile, the center of subversion, and that the center of subversion reaches out and tentacles to other parts of South America and Brazil now. They no longer cooperate with the United States and its ideas of domination in South America. And also the practices of supporting the fascist dictatorship Marcos murdered 50,000 innocent people in this last few months, and the support of the racist apartheid fascist regimes in Africa caused Mr. McGovern, in a moment of honesty from his schizophrenia, to say, "I doubt if there is an honest capitalist that exists." So do we, Mr. McGovern. We second that 1,000%. Tungsten Park is giving congressional testimony about bribery, influence buying that he did in Capitol Hill that affected into what some say a couple of hundred Congress people. As the bribery scandal has further unfolded in the last few months, a number of congressmen are pulling back from continued U.S. aid to South Korea, in part to clear themselves so that there will be no charges come down on them of accepting bribes. However, if this had been the black congressman that had accepted bribes, payoffs from the fascist murderous regime of South Korea, dictator, they would have had no choice. As Congressman Diggs, using his own funds to provide jobs, charged, you know, black congressman, founder of the Black Caucus. Charges are getting heavier on him. More charges have been added to the 37 felony counts that he's already having placed on him, which promised to give him 175 years in the penitentiary. There's always separate and unequal treatment, as Kerner Commission said, and Governor Kerner, the white governor of Illinois, said for pointing out the truth, that there were two societies in America, one black and brown, the other white. Both exist in the same society, but one separate and unequal, meaning the black and brown did not have any means, a share of the economic pie. That was pointed out as I gave you the earlier briefing on the news about Social Security. No, racist America does not even respect the Toms that rise to the top. A general was forced to retire. Yesterday, a black general was forced to retire because he spoke out about subtle racial discriminations. His forced retirement came at 54 years of age. His name was Brown, a black general by the name of Brown. You cannot succeed as a black person in the United States. And if you do, your life is miserable while waiting for them to finally come down upon you with the sword of Damocles. We should be grateful and go back to our work now. It's time for the whistle to blow. Go back with pride. Go back with determination to set this land up as a land of freedom. We're going to have more production. There have been reports that people are not producing, and I demand that observers take more notice of this so we can give proper rewards and bring up people for those who are not, bring them up for learning, who are not doing their part. All these guarantees and securities of living in a society that's cooperative, where a father put 1,000 strong in defense of you, your liberty, your health, your survival, risked his life to keep you from jails, got the arrest orders, court orders dropped, got you out of prison. You've got the greatest guarantee of security for your children, your life that you ever could possibly have on this earth. Guarantees of healing, like Isaac Edwards, doing fantastically, and there's no medical explanation. He should be blind, paralyzed, brain damaged, or dead. These miracles are not thought about, not considered. We don't have enough gratitude for them. We show our gratitude not in words, but in work. We want a work report from each crew this day. Thank you and all of my love. You can pass it there. But you certainly have coordinators before me. You have counselors before me. You have secretaries that you could speak to before you take the audacity, the bold-faced nerve to come up when I'm giving instructions. I stop people for the most sensitive type of things, the most important types of strategy that protect all of our lives. I don't engage in the ordinary conversations that you do, and I don't require you to stop that or sit down and play cards and play my life away. I don't do that. I'm always thinking in how to fight revolution and defend you, my family, my life, my love. I don't impose the same kind of pressure on you that I have to live under. Sometimes I wonder how some of you manage to never do anything but play cards and never enter in the library to study or look at a good movie like The Day of the Jackal and try to find out methods that you could think, because each time you see it, there are new things that can come to your mind. But if you've seen that enough, you ought to have your eye on a book and learn something about socialism. Then play cards, or do play cards or games and drugs for the CIA. Apparently, CIA has not ceased from its operations to dump drugs on the youth, unsuspecting youth of North America, USA, in order to provide the sums of money, massive sums of murder, assassinations, and torture conducted by our disgraceful U.S. government, CIA. The U.S. ambassador has been asked to be removed by the Colombian authorities. We shall see what happens from this. For many years, there have been claims the CIA engaged in drug trafficking in Southeast Asia. This is a horrible kind of thing, diabolical. There are not enough adjectives to describe the terror of a government that would do this type of thing. To destroy its own youth, to make money, to destroy the youth, no doubt even genocide plans against our own Americans because of the Operation Artichoke that came to light in the Freedom of Information that provided CIA private papers. So CIA, U.S. tax dollar supported, largest budget of our tax dollar supported agencies in the United States, in charge of its clandestine operations, Senator Stennis, lynch mob leader, who's come out in support of the lynching proposals of the Supreme Court Justice of Carolina, and has been voiced again by Senator Thurmond that lynching is a very good solution. Immediate, quick, Christian, following the eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth concept. But it is dreadful to review one's own guilt. The immense amount of guilt I feel. I ever paid one dime of taxes. I didn't give my body to be burned years ago for paying one penny of taxes. Such an evil system. For its most supported agency in the United States by our taxes actually preys on youth, brings about drug experiments upon people, even members of their own agency. As you recall, there's several suits in the United States where people have died from drug experiments conducted by the CIA and the FBI in conjunction. Now with the CIA terror going on around the world. Cyprus is making claims to the United Nations that CIA have attempted to intrude into their national sovereignty. And they've gone to Cuba to confer on how to be a more active part in third world liberation. Cyprus was once a moderate regime, moving more socialist apparently daily. Even Nigeria took this strong stand, forcing Carter to have to make a strong position about liberation of all black African nations, including apartheid South Africa, demanding from Nigeria, Kano, my Nigeria, and Lagos, my Nigeria, in various speeches, the Prime Minister there said that there is an absolute demand from Africa that all nations be allowed majority rule. When asked what his concern would be for the whites, he said that's their problem. For so many years of criminal behavior against the black people, they'll just have to risk their chances getting out or winning over the hearts of black people to allow them to live there. However, in Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, it is reported that even the Patriotic Front have white members involved in their struggle and have no prejudices against the common people. As Radio Nigeria voiced today, and Radio Ethiopia voiced to the Somalian people that the friendship and bond of eternal goodwill continued with them. There was no hostilities on the part of black Ethiopia with the Arab Somalian people who were being manipulated and tricked by the reactionaries that control Somalia under the dictates of Washington Capitol. What a horrendous thing that this would take place. The U.S. ambassador thus showing absolutely there's an official involvement. U.S. government officially involved in the trafficking of hardline drugs that destroy tens and tens of thousands of young American people in order that the CIA can have funds to destroy tens and thousands of people like their operation in Zimbabwe torturing school children. Well, there's little chance that the world will avoid its nuclear confrontation, according to the scientists that are meeting. Association of American Scientists said we're actually back further than we were 20 years ago in arms talks and arms control. There's a cooling off period, the most severe since the Berlin crisis, in which we almost had World War III. According to the scientist, even admitted by President Carter, relations between USSR and USA are at an all-time low. We just had an intruder from Venezuela, the far right, on our amateur radio, showing his disgusting fascist attitudes. Keeps interfering. Apparently does not like this socialist nation. Despite the fact that President Perez has sent a delegation to Cuba to try to bring about more normalization of relations and combined efforts to help developing nations in Central and South America. It's interesting to hear this fascist bastard on our radio. He sounds like he's been educated in North America, probably a CIA agent himself. He referred particularly to the speech that Marson made about socialism and the oppression of black people, which, by the way, Habana Radio, Radio Free Cuba, said today that Mrs. Martin Luther King said that it was hard to hold to the dream of her husband on the anniversary of his death, when actually black people's rights had not been able to be achieved and were, in many respects, worse than in the day when her husband was shot down prematurely in his youth. As I gave you an article yesterday, even in the San Francisco Chronicle, of blacks taking two steps forward and one step backward, that the ghettos were just like certain death in all the big cities of North America. There's internal division breaking out in Cambodia. One faction of the Cambodian government wanting to pull away from the Chinese revisionists, as Vietnam were able to unleash an attack that freed their own people that were being held hostage by Cambodia. And there is now no Cambodians on Vietnamese territory. As you know, Vietnam receives aid from the Soviet Union. Stand by. Guyanese.